KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the east between 10 and 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms late, mid to upper 60s, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, around 80. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, temperatures mid to upper 50s. Right now, it's 52.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A 23-year-old Salina man has been arrested on child sex crimes. Sebastian Ames jailed this week on two counts each of rape and aggravated indecent liberties with a child. KTV reports Salina Police Captain Paul Forrester told KSAL the investigation began last month and involves two girls ages 3 and 4. Forrester said the girl's mother reported to the Salina Regional Health Center that there was possible sexual abuse from the girl's babysitter. Ames reportedly lived with the girl's father from June to August and would babysit the children while their dad was at work. A 72-year-old Winfield man who allegedly exposed himself to children inside a local Brahms has been bound over for trial. KTV reports David Lee Scott is charged with felony lewd and lascivious behavior. He's accused of exposing himself to a family, including young children, at the Brahms in Winfield on March 23rd. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
Hi again, everybody. Tony White, Augusta Flight Center. Want to talk about our flight training packages. Private pilot packages starting at just $5,900. Now, that'll get you 47 and a half hours in the aircraft, 2.5 hours on our flight training device, 45 hours of instruction, also a free headset and a free home study kit. For more information on this and other flight training options, visit our website at iFlyAugusta.com, our Facebook page, or you can call us at 316-733-4080.
Kansas Representative Cherise Davids is supporting what she's calling a first step toward impeaching President Donald Trump. The Kansas freshman Democrat issued a statement yesterday saying the House had no other option than to open the inquiry. She cited a rough transcript released by the White House of a call this summer between Trump and Ukraine's president showing Trump prodded the Ukrainian leader to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Davids said the transcript of the call clearly shows that Trump abused his power for political gain. Many Republicans are rejecting that assessment. The trial of a Kansas man charged in the death of an infant has ended in a hung jury. The jury this week could not reach a unanimous verdict in the first-degree murder and child abuse trial of Dakari Lyons of Manhattan. Lyons was charged after 2.5-month-old Michael Calver Jr. died in November of last year while Lyons was watching him. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Everett.
Just a minute. It'll come back on.
Internet problems can put parents in a pickle. As your kids grow up, be sure your internet speeds go up too. Call Blue Valley Telecommunications today and we will give you 2 months free plus free installation. If you're already a Blue Valley customer, contact us to find out what we have in store for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Unusual weather this year has impacted many, including Dawson's Public Power District. Manager Gwen Count says this year's above-average precipitation resulted in decreased irrigation energy usage. However, the season has lasted longer than usual. Dawson's Public Power District's irrigation energy sales for June, July, and August of this year were about a third of the district's 10-year average for those months. KRVN reports that kilowatt-hour sales in 2018 were down as well. A state commission has approved spending an estimated $181,000 on emergency repairs to the Nebraska Capitol's gold-tiled dome. Bob Ripley is administrator for the Office of the Capitol Commission, and he says the work to protect the dome from moisture and winter's freeze-thaw cycles likely will begin mid-October. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Construction contractors and landscapers, rent your way to greater profits with Bobcat equipment at White Star Machinery. From the heavy work right down to the fussy stuff, Bobcat loaders, excavators, and telescopics handle all the tough tasks. Lifting, digging, pushing, carrying, as well as the most precise applications like grading, leveling, and laying sod. Tough jobs demand tough equipment, so when you have a tough job to do, rent a Bobcat machine. Stop by your authorized Bobcat dealership, White Star Machinery, and check out the power lease and great new sales promotions on new Bobcat compact equipment.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Chekhov-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Historical Society continues restoration work on the historic courthouse in Marysville. Key Nestor was a guest on our recent public affairs program and outlined progress on the restoration efforts.
We have the south side of the building completed now. We did the west side just this last year, so it's completed. It's going to be an ongoing thing, but it makes me feel better that both of those sides are done.
Nestor went on to explain what's next on the agenda.
The whole courthouse is needing tuck pointing, and then the bricks, some of them are broken and need to be replaced. And when it's 100 years old, it begins to crumble, and then the brick can break or fall apart to where it needs to be repaired or replaced. That's what we've been doing on those two sides of the building for 2 years. We have to start looking at the roof because they found some problems with the flashing, and we need to get that done before winter. And then we're hoping within the next 2 years that we can get the other two sides done.
The Historical Society has made significant contributions toward restoration and maintenance of the historic courthouse.
So far, we have spent a total of $333,000 over the last 3 years. A lot of those funds we had in a trust fund that was established in the 80s. We've depleted a lot of that fund in trying to repair and replace what needs to be done around here. So coming up to a capital campaign or a fundraiser and hoping to replenish those funds to where we can get more work done, apply for some grants, and just see if we can get it all back to where it's really good building again.
As a fundraiser, the Historical Society is compiling recipes and will produce a cookbook, hopefully in time for Christmas.
We're asking people to send us recipes that maybe it was grandma's favorite or maybe it's the favorite of their family. But if they'd like to do that, they can certainly call and find out more about it. We have a deadline of September 30th, so that has to be done before September 30th for it to be in this cookbook.
The public is encouraged to participate by sharing recipes, either drop those by or mail those to the historic courthouse in Marysville. A Pawnee City youth tragically killed in an automobile accident in Pawnee County Saturday morning has been identified as 15-year-old Kyle Klepper. He was a passenger in a vehicle driven by his father, Herbert Klepper, that left the roadway in a single vehicle rollover accident north of Pawnee City. Services are planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at Pawnee City High School Gymnasium, where Klepper was a sophomore. Joseph B. Joey Pale, age 67, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5, at Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Joey Pale. Creta K. Bruna, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away July 31st. A graveside funeral service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Frankfort City Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Creta Bruna. Betty Finch Bowie, age 88, of Summerfield, passed away Sunday. Celebration of Life service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Summerfield City Park. Private interment at a later date at the Liberty Cemetery. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Betty Bowie. Mary A. Yousey, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 1 p.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Yousey. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, baby bakers, broccoli, a wheat roll, and sliced pears. Tomorrow, tomato bisque, turkey and Swiss on whole wheat, celery and carrots, banana split salad. Check of a school and community calendar. High school tennis team from Marysville at Concordia this afternoon. Cross-country teams at Republic County. Seventh grade football team will host Concordia. Junior high volleyball team will host Concordia. High school volleyball teams at Wamego. Eighth grade football will host Concordia. And the JV football teams at Wamego. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather for today, but we do have yet another low-pressure system that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing a chance of showers and thunderstorms as we head into late tonight, continuing into tomorrow and into tomorrow night. And we have kind of a series of systems that will bring us prolonged periods of showers and thunderstorms all the way through the weekend. Temperature-wise, it's going to be up and down over the next several days due to where the winds are blowing from. We'll see temperatures in the 70s, into the 80s, back into the 60s, back into the 70s. So looking at the forecast for this Thursday, sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the east between 10 and 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight, mid to upper 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms in the mid 50s. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, we'll continue with the chance of storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late September, 77, the average low 53. Sunset this evening, 7:14. Sunrise in the morning at 7:14. 52 degrees this morning in Marysville with a light north wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 26th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Attention all cosmetologists. Element Salon and Day Spa in Washington is growing and looking to add a full-time stylist. The right applicant must be state board certified through Kansas or willing to get a Kansas license. You'll be guaranteed a salary while building your own clientele. Elements is a modern salon in a small town setting, offering in-salon education to keep you on the cutting edge. If you're looking for a career move or a fresh start, call Becca at 325-2266. Element Salon and Day Spa is an equal opportunity employer. 325-2266.
No Christian Yelich, no problem for the Brewers. Hi, this is Dave Packer reporting on sports. Milwaukee scored an NL wildcard slot with a 9-2 win over the Reds.
Braun sends one in the air to right center and deep. Way back. Get up. Get out of here. Gone for Ryan Braun. He just hit one out of here with the bases loaded.
On WTMJ, Milwaukee is 17-2 since Yelich was sidelined with a knee injury. Meanwhile, the Twins clinched the AL Central crown for the first time since 2010 with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. And in the AL wildcard race, Charlie Morton and the Rays blanked the Yankees 4-0 to tie the A's for the first wildcard. But then, Oakland rallied in the ninth to beat the Angels and regain their half-game lead.
Chapman hits a deep drive in the center. Going back is Goodwin. He will turn and watch it fly!
On KTRB, Matt Chapman's two-run blast gave Oakland a 3-2 win. Zach Greinke had a no-hitter broken up with one out in the ninth, as the Astros beat the Mariners 3-0 for the second straight day. Meanwhile, the Dodgers hit four solo home runs en route to a 6-4 win over the Padres. Jock Peterson had two of them.
Well, that's pitch. Swung on and hit well to center. This ball heading back toward the wall. It is gone. A home run. Jock Peterson with his second home run of the night.
On KLAC, Kenley Jansen closed it out for the Dodgers, earning his 300th career save. And after playing 16 innings last night, the Rockies and Dodgers looked like they were about to head to extras once again before Jalen Davis ended it with his first career homer.
Swing, that's a high drive deep into center. Back is Hilliard at the wall. Goodbye.
On KNBR, 2-1 San Francisco the final. Finally, NFL sources tell ESPN that Chargers running back Melvin Gordon has told the team that he plans to report Thursday, ending a 64-day holdout. I'm Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Here, Bulldog Football Friday with a battle of top-ranked teams as Marysville travels to Sabetha. Kickoff at 7, live on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Catch the area game of the week on Friday as Valley Heights are home against Republic County. Kickoff at 7, live on KNDY 95.5. On air, online, and on our mobile app.
Good morning. I'm Sam Spank with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's take a peek at yesterday as corn held firm yesterday despite weak ethanol data with the lowest production total since 2016. Soybean futures closed 3 to 5 cents lower yesterday. The trade agreement may help out with all of these, but wheat also settled steady to 5 cents lower. Cotton sees marginal gains and cattle close higher on Wednesday. Live cattle futures were 77.5 to $1.07 higher in the front months. Feeder cattle futures saw 32.5 to 92.5 cent gains in the nearby contracts. The U.S. and Japan have reached an agreement on trade, specifically noting that Japan will reduce tariffs on United States beef, and U.S. producers will have the same advantage as TPP countries. The CME Feeder Cattle Index was up 27 cents, saw at 140.03. Wholesale box beef prices were mixed yesterday afternoon, with the Choice Select spread narrowed to 24.80. Choice boxes were down 76 cents at 214.63, with Select boxes 17 cents higher at 189.83. Lean hog futures posted 210 to 257 gains in the front months, with deferred contracts mixed. The U.S.-Japan trade agreement will affect United States pork. The CME Lean Hog Index was down another 31 cents at 54.82. The USDA pork carcass cutout value was up 67 cents yesterday afternoon at 70.41. The national average base hog value was up a sharp 198 at $47.95 yesterday afternoon. Cotton sees marginal gains ahead of the export sales report, as USDA will release that weekly report today. Futures closed with 14 to 21 point gains yesterday as nearby October saw no trade. Soybeans seeing some overnight gains as November beans are up 3.75 at 8.93. Soy meal for October is up 2.20 at 2.95.40, and soy oil up 6 points at 29.10. We see mixed numbers through the grains to start as December corn is unchanged at 3.74 1/4, and Kansas City wheat sees some gains through the overnight as December wheat's up 6 3/4 at 4.10 3/4. With your latest market report and all market information through the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. and Japan signing a trade agreement. President Trump says the two sides have agreed to the first phase of the deal. Now, the agreement is not finished enough to be signed, but the two sides signed a statement explaining the agreement is to be signed. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue called the agreement a big win for agriculture as the deal increases market access for farmers and ranchers to Japan. Once implemented, the agreement grants the U.S. the same level of ag tariffs for other nations included in the Comprehensive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. USDA says Japan has committed to provide substantial market access to U.S. food and agricultural products by eliminating tariffs, enacting meaningful tariff reductions, or allowing a specific quantity of imports at a low duty. The agreement expected to be approved by the Japanese parliament later this fall. The effective date could be January 1st of 2020. Japan, the third global market for U.S. agriculture exports, was nearly $13 billion in exports in 2018. And House Democrats seeking to impeach the president spells trouble for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. White House officials claim the effort has destroyed any chances of legislative progress. Meanwhile, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says if Democrats in the House use impeachment proceeding as a basis to not act on policy, the effort will halt progress on the USMCA. Grassley says Congress needs to step up and deliver a finalized agreement for agriculture and other industry. House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson said he believes the inquiry will be a failed process. He worries the impeachment effort will further divide the country, weakening the ability, he says, to act together on issues like passing the USMCA. Representative Richard Neal, Democrat from Massachusetts, chairs the House USMCA Working Group, says he won't let the impeachment process hinder progress on USMCA. However, Neal in a statement said he did strongly back the call for formal impeachment by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course, the favorite season of the year. After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Somebody was asking me the other day, which season is my favorite? Well, I had to think about that for a minute. I like them all. Heck, it's just great to be alive, isn't it? But if I had to choose one, I suppose it would be fall, because that is the time we get to see the fruits of our labor, whether it's out in the farm fields or in the farm and home garden. That brings us to Jim Fazell again, our gardening expert, and he says this is a time of year to be paying attention to your roses, among other things.
Roses, you need to assemble the stuff that you're going to need for winter protection for the hybrid tea types. The bush types and so forth don't need protection, so you don't need to worry about them. One of the things you need to do in preparing for hybrid teas, if you've been growing your vegetable garden in beds and you have one that is vacated, dig that bed out. Store the topsoil, cover it with a tarp so that you can cover up your rose bushes before they freeze up this winter. Keep your plants growing. If you have disease or insect problems, be sure that you take care of those now, because you want as many leaves on to stay on as long as possible so that these plants have a lot of strength to survive the wintertime. Perennials, when they're done, cut off the tops, but save the things like echinacea for the birds, because you're going to find that they'll be looking for the little seeds that come off of these things pretty quickly. And if you like to have some of these little tiny birds in your yard for the fall, that will attract them. There are lots of other things to do in your lawn. Keep it mowed. Fertilize it if you have not done so. If you've had sod webworm problems, you need to take care of that. 7 insecticide will work very nicely. And the last thing I want to mention, we may have an early frost, but we may not. So you need to get ready for it. Put aside some of the things that you're going to need to protect your garden, because we may have a very early frost, after which we'll have Indian summer, and a lot of stuff will continue growing then. So if you can cover it up and keep it protected for one night or so, you'll have a garden continuing until things really freeze up. Anyway, it's a wonderful time to enjoy the outdoors, so we need to do it. There's just lots of stuff to do.
Jim Fazell, our gardening expert, and if you need more information about how to get those roses ready for winter, or earlier in the week, Jim was talking about composting. On either topic, there is a lot of information on the internet. I typed in how to compost, and it came up with 102 million articles. And I typed in how to get roses ready for winter, and it came up with 16,800,000 articles. So plenty there. Back after this.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Early consignment listings for a like run of cattle today. 18 black steers neffers weigh 575 to 7. 12 mixed steers neffers weigh 6 to 8. 60 black and Charlotte cross steers off grass weigh 875 to 9. wishing everyone a safe fall harvest. Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 729 from KNDY. Cooler start to the day today, 52 degrees. Clear skies with a light north wind. Middle 70s on tap for a seasonal high today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. With their playoff seed secure and nothing on the line, the Atlanta Braves beat the Kansas City Royals 10-2 yesterday. Royals starter Mike Montgomery retired 10 of 11 batters beginning in the second inning before trouble struck in the fifth. Jacob Barnes and Heath Fillmer were less effective for Kansas City, coughing up the lead in the sixth by allowing three runs on three hits, two walks, and a sacrifice fly. The Braves tacked on four more runs in the eighth and another in the ninth. Again, it was the Braves over the Royals 10-2. Up next, both teams have today off before wrapping up the regular season. The Royals will take on the Minnesota Twins tomorrow night. First pitch in that matchup set for 7:15. Also, Royals shortstop Alberto Mondesi will have surgery to repair the left shoulder he injured over the weekend. The club hopes he will be ready by opening day next season. Mid-America Network Sports.
When vehicle manufacturers throw around the word rebate, we almost become numb to it. But when the federal government uses the word rebate, we all pay attention. This is John Sidorek with Heartland Avionics at the Augusta Municipal Airport. And right now, the federal government is offering a rebate of $500 for your ADS-B installation. Call for details and to schedule an appointment at Heartland Avionics, 316-733-4060.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive. Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
The K-State Wildcats kick off their Big 12 season opener at Oklahoma State on Saturday. The Wildcats and Cowboys kick off at 6 o'clock Saturday evening inside Boone Pickens Stadium. K-State brings their Big 12 play home next Saturday when they'll take on Baylor. That game getting underway at 2:30 next Saturday and will be televised on ABC. With the NCAA laying out serious allegations against the University of Kansas men's basketball program, students on the campus have been expressing support for head coach Bill Self and the historic program. The University of Kansas received a notice of allegations from the NCAA on Monday that alleges significant violations within its storied men's basketball program. The notice includes three Level 1 violations tied primarily to recruiting, lack of institutional control, and a responsibility charge leveled against Hall of Fame coach Bill Self. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
The Hanover volleyball team went 1-2 in pool play at the Republic County Invitational this past weekend and then defeated host Republic County for fifth place. Also in that tournament, Lynn defeated Pike Valley for seventh place. In the Hiawatha Invitational, Centralia did not make it out of pool play, going 2-2. They defeated Donovan West and Troy, but fell to Atchison and St. Joe Lafayette. This week on Tuesday, Frankfort defeated Axel and Blue Valley Randolph, while Axel beat Blue Valley Randolph in the Axel Triangular. Centralia went 2-0 in the Clifton-Clyde Triangular, defeating Clifton-Clyde and Hanover. Hanover went 0-2 in the Triangular. Lynn made a clean sweep in the Onega Quad Tournament, defeating Troy, Donovan West, and Onega. And coming up this week, Marysville is on the road at Wamego tonight, and Axel, Frankfort, Lynn, and Valley Heights will compete in the Axel Invitational on Saturday. Valley Heights remains unbeaten in TVL play. Centralia is second with one loss. Frankfort is in fifth place. Hanover and Lynn tied for sixth. Washington County eighth, and Axel is in 11th.
Yeah.
The scent of fall triggers warm feelings for most of us. Why? We will sort out the science, psychology, and emotions of it all on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 26th, the 269th day of the year. Singer Olivia Newton-John has a birthday, and ABC TV introduced us to the Brady Bunch on this night 50 years ago. Decaying leaves, burning firewood, and spiced cider, just a few of the fragrances of fall that make people happy. There's nothing inherently good or bad about those scents, of course. It's the associations our brain makes when we get a whiff of those odors that are so powerful. Science tells us that our sense of smell is closely linked to the parts of our brain that process emotion and memory. And those trademark smells of autumn trigger good feelings for most of us. If they didn't, retailers would sell far fewer flavored coffees and scented candles. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Take out way too much. The same old story, same old